anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, there's that flutterhead cousin Dozen. She just sent a present to her boyfriend at camp. Listen, she's telling Daisy Dozen.
I sent my picture in about the Does, and he can put them together beside his bed.
Now, look, cousin, Does is a swell kind of soap, and it does everything in our wash, from work shirts and towels to my rayon undies. But why should your boyfriend put Does alongside your picture?
Well, you see, Daisy, Does brought us together. Oh, it was so romantic. I was hanging out Ma's wash one day when he came along, delivering milk. And he said, nice clean work shirt you got there. And I said, sure, Does did them. No soap gets so clean easier than Does.
Oh, what a way to talk to your dream man. I suppose you told him there's no hard scrubbing when you use Does, too.
Well, sure, Daisy. And then he said he bet every lady on his milk route would be jealous of me in those snowy white towels I was hanging up. And I told him Does would get anybody's towels dazzling white. I'd never seen whiter washes, I says. Oh, he was so interested.
My, he must be romantic.
He is. You know, he asked me if that pink flower dress I was wearing was new. It looked so pretty and bright. And I said, oh, no, I dazzed it lots of times. I told him Does is safer for the pretty colors I wore, yet it can't be beat for the tough jobs. And that's when he popped the question.
You mean he proposed?
Oh, not exactly. He asked if I'd do his wash with Does.
Well, cousin Dozen, I hope you said yes. You know, ladies, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for tough dirt. Does, D-U-Z, does everything. Better try it. And now the Goldbergs. Well, a thrill of hope came to Molly when she discovered that her own little insight into the character of Anne was matched by Dr. Cater's professional judgment. Molly had felt all along that there was something off-key about Anne, something that didn't ring quite true. As a friend of Florence and secretary to Florence's husband, it just didn't seem logical that Anne should be the one to encourage the divorce. And all Anne's high-flown talk about facing the facts and saying that there was no way out of it, all Anne's talk about the other woman in Eugene's life, well, it didn't quite take Molly in. And now she knows, and Dr. Cater insists, that there is another woman in Eugene's life. And that woman is Anne. Why, when, how, we still don't know. But we do know the fact. It's Anne and Anne alone. And Molly is so excited she can't talk. Listen.
Hello, Jake.
Yes?
It's me, Jake. Mrs. Goldberg, Jake.
This is Mr. Goldberg, Mrs. Goldberg.
Jake, darling, I don't like to make you talk lengthily on the telephone when you're in business, so I'll just say that which I wish you to know, darling.
Such as?
I just came from Dr. Cater's office.
So?
And I have so much to relate to you and so much to tell you.
Well.
I can't tell you now. I'm talking in the drugstore.
So?
Not now, darling. I can't.
Why?
Plenty, Jake, I have to tell you. Plenty.
What is so plenty?
You're busy, darling. You're busy. I don't want to keep you from your work and your business.
I'm listening.
I can't tell you now, darling. I'm going over to meet the children at school. I'm just waiting for the school bell to toll and then I'll be home.
But what did Dr. Cater say?
Plenty, Jake, plenty.
What's plenty?
What I thought he thought.
I want to know what he thought.
The same as I thought.
And that is?
Dr. Cater had the same opinion and I had the same opinion.
So how sure are you that you are both not wrong?
She's not going to his house. Anne Franklin is not going to Dr. Cater's house for dinner. She canceled the appointment.
So what does that prove?
That she's waiting for a telephone call.
So what?
Jake, I can't talk now. When I came into Dr. Cater's office, there was a sealed envelope, and he said to me, Mrs. Goldberg, I'll tell you when you'll open it.
So?
And when I gave Dr. Cater my opinion, then he said, Mrs. Goldberg, if you have the letter, take the letter and open the letter.
You what?
I opened the envelope because he said after I gave my opinion, he said I should open the envelope, Jake.
Oh?
And I opened the envelope, and what I just said to him in my opinion, lo and behold, he wrote in the envelope.
So?
So?
I still don't understand one word.
We can prevent the divorce of Florence and Eugene if we act accordingly.
Accordingly to what?
Instructions.
Anne?
Rosa?
Yes, I am.
Oh. The children know where to find us?
They know I always wait right here.
Oh. Hello, dear. How are you?
How's your mama? She's feeling well? That's nice. Your brother? Got the mumps yet? Oh, my. Give him my best regards and love. Yeah, tell him Mrs. Goldberg.
That's Florence.
Florence is over at the new house. She's selecting some wallpaper for the dining room.
Oh, well, yeah, I wish Florence would decide against taking the house, Anne.
Why?
Well, you know why.
You still think there's a chance of preventing the divorce? Well, there isn't, Mrs. Goldberg.
Why are you so sure?
Because I'm not just listening to my feelings. I'm looking at the facts.
No, facts are not always so factual.
These are. I know there's no chance for Florence and Eugene to save the pieces of their marriage. Oh, there they are.
Oh, there? Oh, Paul!
Paul! Marilyn!
Marilyn!
Here we are.
Here we are, darling.
She sees me.
Oh, hello, now. Dear. Hello, sweetheart.
How are you?
How are you, darling?
Oh, oh, fine.
Are you married?
Where's Aunt Molly's
dress? Look
at your dress.
Look at the dress, the new dress. Oh, yes, mine. What's that?
Look. Yes, it's all over everything.
So go, darling. Walk in the front nicely. Walk in the front and don't fight.
No,
don't fight. Nicely and watch out for the cars.
Okay, wait.
Walk gently, slowly, nicely.
Yeah.
Go, dear child. Go, dear children. We might stay by the side of the road.
They will.
Side
they
of the road.
Do.
But cars make me so nervous.
You're very old-fashioned, Mrs. Goldberg. Afraid of cars, afraid of divorce.
I'm not afraid of divorce the way I'm afraid of cars. But in a way, maybe they're the same. I mean, two children are walking happily along the road, and then a car, driven by somebody else, a third person, can ruin two young lives. In a marriage, too, two people are happy, and along comes, take like with Florence. Another woman. And suddenly, a whole lifetime of happiness and love is broken and ruined.
You think it's always the other woman's fault?
Careful, darling. The car is coming. Careful. Careful. I didn't say it was always the other woman's fault.
No one can break up a marriage which isn't falling apart anyway.
You think so, Anne?
It's obvious.
Oh.
You're old-fashioned, Mrs. Goldberg.
Again?
That's the way I said. For you, there always has to be a snake in the Garden of Eden. All marriages aren't gardens of Eden.
Well, indeed not. Indeed not. You're all right where you're walking, dear? All right, be careful. Of course not. All marriages are not gardens of Eden, but Garden of Eden or not, a snake don't improve things. And the worst snake of all is the woman who, for whatever reason, separates a man from his wife when there are children who will suffer.
Easy to condemn when you don't understand.
Well, that's true. Very true. Marilyn, darling, don't climb on the stone wall, darling. Don't climb. You'll hurt yourself, Mom. And your new shoes. Don't forget you've got to have the tickets for shoes now. Careful, darling. Very careful, dear. Yes, and the children suffer.
Marriages aren't made in heaven. Sometimes they just shouldn't have happened.
You think Florence and Eugene shouldn't have married each other?
I'm not saying that. I'm a friend to both of them. I like both of them. And still, I know...
That divorce must be, huh? Come what may. Hmm?
You can see for yourself.
What?
Oh, the whole matter's beyond discussion. They want to be divorced. They're grown up. They know their own minds.
And I've been wondering. I've been wondering very much, Anne, whether it's their own minds that they know or whether it's...
Oh, Dr. Cater?
Dr. Cater?
Hello? Yes, we're walking down.
Uh-huh.
We're just taking the children home from school.
Oh, it looks more like you're following them.
Indeed, they're walking gently in front of us.
Well, I've got to go down the road this way a bit. You mind if I tag along?
Surely not.
You, Miss Franklin?
Why should I, Dr. Cady? Public highway.
Oh, right. I never thought of it that way. Never think of things that way. My mind is too subtle.
I'll remember that.
Yes, please do. Why, I just can't get myself to believe you're not coming to dinner with me tonight because you expect a telephone call.
Oh, you're not going with Dr. Cater for dinner, Anne?
No, I expect a call. Oh. I hope it won't upset your plans, Mrs. Goldberg.
No, my plans. I also got plans. There's always enough for another mouth. Uh-huh. Always plenty. And lately, there's too much of the way Florence is on it.
And Miss Franklin's been quite mysterious. She refuses to have a call switched to my house.
Not that at all. I want to be home when it comes in, and I don't know what time that'll be.
Well, any sensible person would have the call follow her around. It's so easy to tell that to the operator. But perhaps not so easy to tell it to the caller. That it?
Paul, be careful. Stay out of the road.
He wasn't even in the road. You're avoiding my answer. Oh, it's no use being coy with me, Miss Franklin. Not only am I a married man, but my leave will soon be up. You might just as well have dinner with me when you can. If you can.
I told you, Dr. Cater, that I...
Now, don't get angry with me. I'm only disappointed being thrown aside for a mere long-distance call, which might be from anyone. Perhaps you forgot to pay your insurance or your rent, and here am I.
The call is quite important.
Paul! Paul!
Oh, they're running across the field. Please,
I'll
darling.
Get them.
Please.
Paul!
Be careful, please.
Yes. I'll say that call is important. It's probably from Eugene Cronin.
Who else, Dr. Cater?
It's too bad he isn't up here. Now that we know that Anne is the other woman.
Would you want Mr. Cronin to come up, Dr. Cater?
I think it wouldn't hurt at all if he came up. For any reason.
Of course, there's one easy way to stop the divorce, and that is to reveal Anne's treachery, but... the easy way isn't the best, as we will see when Cater's plan unfolds. He said himself, half-jokingly, he has a very subtle mind, and when it comes to love, marriage, and divorce, subtlety and understanding are the best pass keys. You know, when things don't turn out quite as we expect, it's sometimes wise to stop and size up the situation. That's what Unky Dozen should have done yesterday. He told me...
Yeah, I was going to help Ma Dozen with the wash, and so I put a box of Duz in the washing machine and started up, and nothing happened. Good gosh, I forgot to open the box.
Well, you do have to open the Duz box first, Unky. But once you give this new kind of soap a chance, it'll do everything in the wash. Work clothes, towels, the colored rayon flip. Why, Duz is the only leading wash day soap that combines so much safety for those nice colors, along with so much cleaning power for grimy overalls and unsurpassed whiteness for towels. Even in the toughest wash, Duz does everything. Remember, if your dealer is out of Duz, he'll have more soon. Meanwhile, he'll have more soon. Meanwhile, help make your Duz go further. You know, soap contains vital war materials, so always soak clothes in clear, cool water before washing in Duz Suds. See that every bit of Duz you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Duz, and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Duz, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.